Francesca, what's your favourite piece of music, would you say?
I think it's P.A. Jesu by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Really?
Yeah, I really like that.
And when did you first hear it?
About 5 years ago, my sister was in a choir concert. And that's the first time I heard it, and I thought it was really beautiful. Yeah. What about you? What's your favourite?
It's a big piece. It's Mahler's Second Symphony.
Oh, what, the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When did you first hear that?
About 1978, I think.
Gosh.
When I was 18.
A long time ago.
Yeah, but it stays with me, and I've seen it performed several times since then.
Why do you like it?
It's just an immense work, and it's like everything is in there, the life, the universe, everything.
Yes.
And it's just amazing music. And
yes. Can't really say that about P.A. Jesu, I suppose.
Well, I don't know. I mean, why do you like that piece?
I just think it's very gentle and soothing and, I just like the tune.
Well, you could say that about the Mahler. It's lots of nice tunes, I suppose.
Yeah.
What about a book, a favourite book? What would you say?
I think it has to be Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there's such passion in there and you know, it's such an exciting story.
Right, and when did you first read the book?
Well, I had to read it when I was doing my A-levels at school. That was the first time I read it, and I've read it a few times since then.
Mm.
Yeah. What about you? What's yours?
It's a book I read about 4 years ago, and I've gone back to it since. It's called A History of the World in 10 and a half Chapters by Julian Barnes.
Is it a comedy?
Well, there's humour in it, but it's basically 10 stories, all supposedly quite separate from one another.
Right.
But running through them, there are lots of common little ideas and characters.
Oh, I see.
The first story is about these woodworm that were on Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
And then they keep reappearing.
Oh, I see.
And one of the stories is about how there's a pope and his throne was eaten by the woodworm.
Yeah. So you must have read it a few times.
Yeah,
then.
Yes. I mean, and you can read it in any order as well, really.
Yes.
You can read the chapters in any order. So, yeah, it's a good book.